This is the Pocket Docs podcast, and I'm Natalie Kestacher. Joe Zareski is the author of many cod pieces, Tales of the Unexpected and the Unexpectedly Banal. Here he shares an audio portrait of his pet.
The animal. Our animal goes for several days without eating, during which time, if any food is placed before it, it will at most nibble out of politeness. Truly, the animal is so considerate, so good, so intelligent during that time, that we regard it almost as a member of the family. I would trust it alone with a baby, knowing it's going to get teased mercilessly, get little arms thrust in its mouth, and find a little face being pressed against its own. During that time, the animal is a pure joy. Sometimes I think it's human. But it doesn't leave you under that impression for long. When it's time for it to eat, no one should approach it unless they're bearing food. The animal is single-minded and will sink its jaws into any flesh, whether still or moving. Neither will it make any exception for members of the family. At such times, we've learnt that even my husband shouldn't approach it. The only person who can bring it its food is myself, with soothing, melodious words. Good animal. There's a good boy. So much lovely meat for him. It will then either feed methodically for hours or go into a frenzy and devour the entire offering of 50 kilos in one hit out of some extraordinary bulimious need. To us, extraordinary. Yet what do we know of its needs? We don't even know what animal it is. We picked it up in Western Papua, where it was revered by one tribe as their ancestor and hunted down by another tribe as a menace. Inhabiting trees, it looks like a bear and behaves like a monkey. When asked by visitors to our home or by curious onlookers when we're taking it for a walk, we call it a tree monkey bear.
That was The Animal by Joe Zareski.